Good morning. I see there are now three people under investigation at that hospital in London, trying to, or at least allegedly attempting to, get the medical records of the Princess of Wales. Now, this all happened a couple of months ago, actually. It's odd it's taken this long to come out. But, of course, it's very, very serious. It's a crime. What we don't know is what were the intentions of these people. Were they just, was it just idle curiosity? Not that that would make it okay. Or were they on a mission? Were they promised a whole lot of money from a media outlet if they could get that information? Now, that wouldn't be a media outlet in the UK. There's no way. But there's certainly very sleazy ones in Europe who would pay.
Ah, right. So I was going to say, of course, that sort of thing led to the demise of the News of the World. Are you saying that that behaviour would not originate in the UK anymore?
Not by any mainstream media, absolutely not. People should realise that thanks to the Leveson inquiry and some other factors, the British media are under a pretty tight, short leash these days. There are others who, certainly in Europe, who will print anything and don't have any regard for anyone's privacy, but it has changed a lot. Also, we should remember, with this sort of breach of security, the last time the Princess of Wales had a breach of security for her in a medical situation, resulted in a woman, the nurse, taking her life. And that was the FM radio show out of Sydney. And that had terrible consequences, including consequences for the radio game generally. Once upon a time, those gotcha calls were the sort of staple of FM radio shows. Now they don't do them anymore simply because of that tragic outcome.
Yeah, there are rules in relation to that. But there is a prospect that, like a lot of rules, that they only apply to AM current affairs programs. And no one else. A doctor has been in touch with this. Have you do that in a Victorian hospital, it's instant dismissal.